President Bush and his top advisors spent much of this past week putting a positive spin on bad news for the administration. The week began with reports that administration officials had leaked the name of a CIA agent who was the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Wilson had investigated claims that Saddam Hussein attempted to buy uranium from Niger. He found those reports were unfounded, and the leak of his wife's name, possibly a criminal offense, was seen as an attempt to discredit the ambassador. Later in the week, David Kay, the chief U.S. weapons investigator in Iraq, submitted to Congress an interim report saying his team had not found caches of chemical, biological, or nuclear arms. By the week's end, the president was heralding news of a small increase in the job market, while Washington buzzed with reports of the leaks and details of Kay's testimony on the Hill. David Kay joins us in the studio. Good morning, sir. Thanks.
Good morning, Linda.
Thank you for coming in. You have suggested that some of the news reports on these interim findings this past week have been superficial, that you would have chosen a different lead than the absence of evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. What have you found?
Well, Linda, we found a considerable amount, and you hear some of the frustration of myself and the other team members when we see everyone glossing over it. We've found, for example, more than two dozen laboratories that were devoted to chemical and biological weapons research undeclared to the UN and with prohibited weapons. We found missile programs that included two new missile programs for 1,000-kilometer missiles, one liquid fuel, the other solid fuel, negotiations and a commitment by North Korea to provide the Iraqis with 1,300-kilometer range missiles, a 1,000-kilometer range cruise missile program that was well underway. All of these things, if they had been known just months ago, would have been headline news, and yet everyone seems largely to dismiss them, and so that's the frustration.
But as you say, the headline is what you did not find.
That's correct.
I
read the headlines. I read the headlines too. And in fact, if you look at the report, we start out right at the very beginning on the first page by saying we have not yet found weapons of mass destruction. We didn't try to hide that finding. We put it right out front. I just wish someone had gone to page 2 and 3.
Now, before the war, you have said that you did believe that there was a weapons program in Iraq, and you've even said that you feared for the U.S. troops when they went into Iraq that some of these weapons might be used against them. So you were persuaded that those caches did exist. Do you still believe they did?
Look, the job I have now doesn't depend on my beliefs. It depends on what we empirically find. And so I've put in place a strategy, and I'm lucky to lead a team, that I believe will find out whether those weapons exist or not. So I'm not trying to prove a case. I'm trying to find the truth.
Now, after meeting with you on Friday, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that it was clear to her that there was no imminent threat from weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That's the truth she sees in your report. Do you think she has it right?
Look, I've said several times on the Hill this week that I believe imminent threat is a policy judgment. That's why we elect political leaders, to decide how much risk they're going to run. I view my job as providing the facts and letting them make their judgment. I would prefer that everyone would wait till we've had more than 3 months. We've had 3 months to try to unravel a program that was hidden in deception and denial, spent billions of dollars in 20 years, and under the conditions, quite frankly, that exist in Iraq that make searching very dangerous.
Well, given that the president and members of his administration apparently did believe before the war that Saddam Hussein had an active and threatening weapons program, do you feel that there's pressure coming from that direction for you to confirm what they thought was true?
You know, absolutely not. And that was part of my condition of taking this job when the director of the CIA, George Tenet, asked me. George started out by saying, your job is to go out, if you accept it, and find the truth, not to prove. And I told him, I said, George, you realize I wouldn't take the job under any other condition. I've absolutely had no one in the administration tell me they wish I would find, or they wish I'd written my report in another way. Now, the pressure I feel, and I think it's true for all 1,200 people out there, is we want to find the truth out, and we realize the importance of finding that truth out, and we'd like to do it as fast as we can.
So if, in fact, the evidence takes you there, Do you feel that you can walk into George Tenet's office and into President Bush's office and say, I'm sorry, sir, it's just not there?
Well,
were off the mark.
I can certainly do it, I'll tell you. I will not preface that statement with, I'm sorry, sir. I'm quite proud of what the team has done. And if the team comes to the conclusion there's nothing there, it's not something I'm going to apologize for. I'm going to be proud of the fact that those 1,200 men and women found the truth.
President Bush has requested an additional $600 million for your mission. Based on your experience over the past 3 months, do you think that's justified?
I think we've got 6 to 9 more months before we can say, here's the truth as we're able to find it under the conditions in Iraq. I certainly think that's a wise investment, but then I'll tell you for why I think it is. There are two principal reasons. One is, and it's always been true, reality, empirical reality on the ground turns out to be different than what people estimate before. It was true with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was true at the end of the Second World War. We learned things we didn't know. Proliferation is a continuing threat to global society. We have to structure our intelligence systems so they can deal with this. If they failed here, and I'm not saying they have, we won't know until we get to the bottom. But if they do, we need to know how they failed so we can improve it. The second reason is no one doubts that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction pre-1991. The UN over 12 years couldn't prove that they'd actually gotten rid of those weapons, although they claimed they had. There's even the remotest chance that those weapons remain somewhere in Iraq or moved to a neighboring country. We need to find them for the safety of Iraqis, of American troops that are in Iraq, and for the safety of other people in the region. So I think it's a wise investment.
I got the impression from your report that what still exists, as far as you can find right now, is the capacity to start various kinds of weapon systems, the sort of the seed corn for biological weapons and chemical weapons. But more than that, it's sort of like the wish to have them.
What we have is testimony from multiple Iraqis, including senior officials and less senior, Tariq Aziz, the vice president, Jafar Dia Jafar, the father of the nuclear program, both of whom say there was no weapons of mass destruction production at the time of the most recent Gulf War. But all volunteer and say that Saddam maintained his desire, his intention, to continue acquiring those weapons at some point when he had the capacity to do it. So we certainly have the intent. We also have, because of the labs and other stuff that was secreted away that we've discovered, they had the capacity, clearly, to restart. What we're looking for now is, in fact, did that production continue in some clandestine form? And exactly what was that capacity to restart? What was hidden?
And so far, no luck.
Well, we've certainly found the capacity. We found the Iraqis who were involved. What we have not yet found is the actual production of weapons of mass destruction during the war. We're looking for evidence, not for people who say things happen. I need physical evidence of that before I'll report to the American people, to Congress, and to the executive branch that it existed.
David Kaye is a CIA advisor who heads the Iraq Survey Group, which is searching for evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He served as a United Nations weapons inspector and has been a frequent guest on Weekend Edition Sunday, and we thank you very much for coming back again, Mr. Kaye.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
To hear more from David Kaye, visit our website at nbr.org.